KSRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill at a cabinet confirmation hearing, Senator Jim Risch interrupted a line of questioning to announce a ceasefire in Gaza.
For the edification of the committee, I've just been advised that there's been a ceasefire announced in Gaza. Before we all celebrate, though, obviously we're all going to want to see how that executes.
The Middle East ceasefire deal promises the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas in phases, the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel, and would allow hundreds of thousands of displaced people in Gaza to return to what remains of their homes. It would also flood badly needed humanitarian aid into the devastated territory. Final approval needed by the Netanyahu Israeli cabinet. Numerous confirmation hearings were scheduled for today. Florida Senator Marco Rubio promised to implement President-elect Donald Trump's America First vision as Secretary of State. Senator Rubio testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Other nominees scheduled, John Ratcliffe to lead the CIA, Sean Duffy to lead the Transportation Department, Chris Wright, nominee to lead the Energy Department, and Pam Bondi for Attorney General. Also at SRNNews.com, dangerous fire weather remains the forecast for Southern California.
National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California.
We're still looking at critical fire weather conditions.
The wildfire is killing more than two dozen and destroying thousands of homes and buildings.
We're going to have some better conditions for late weekend.
Winds are forecast to switch between Thursday and Friday, blowing from the coast to the desert, bringing more moisture, but presenting challenges on top of what already exists given the topography. Officials warning residents to be ready in case of additional evacuations. I'm Julie Walker.
Stock sharply higher, all three major indexes up well over 1%. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the ethics of various professions.
A new poll from the Gallup organization finds that 30% of respondents believe that clergymen have high ethical standards and are honest. That puts pastors ahead of judges, bankers, members of Congress, and news reporters. But they're nowhere near the top of the list. The Gallup survey indicates 76% of Americans think nurses are likely to be ethical. Grade school teachers get 61%, military officers 59%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bill McCartney is being eulogized by Christian leaders across the country after his death at age 84 following a battle with dementia. McCartney, who coached Colorado to its only football national championship in 1990, was the founder of Promise Keepers Men's Movement. His family has released a statement saying, "Our father surrendered his life to Jesus at 33 years old, setting a trajectory for our family and many others." This is SRN News. It's the end of federal oversight in New Orleans.
U.S. District Judge Susie Morgan's ruling came in response to a request from the city and the Justice Department to begin winding down the oversight over the next 2 years. The city agreed to a federal oversight plan in 2013 after a Justice Department investigation found evidence of racial bias and a culture of impunity. Although critics say not enough has been done to restore trust, police officials say they've transformed the department's culture with rigorous audits and improved policies. The police department will remain under federal oversight for at least 2 more years to finish implementing the changes. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey issuing a slew of executive orders on his first day as West Virginia's chief executive. One order creates a process for families to apply for religious exemptions to the required school vaccinations. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.